A religious exemption is an exemption to not defile your conscience. We see here, first of all, in the narrative that the king appointed for them daily provisions of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them. It was appointed by the king. And as we can see here from the discussion that happened with Daniel and the chief eunuch, that it wasn't really optional, because the chief eunuch goes and says, why would the king want to go in to see your face being sickly and you not being as good as these other people? I mean, if that happens, look, my head is literally on the line. He might chop my head off. And Nebuchadnezzar was never really a super mentally stable guy. He was very much willing to go and chop people's heads off. He was pretty serious here. Now, Daniel's conscience, though, would be defiled. It's likely here that this king's meat, it probably wasn't merely just like pork or something like that, unclean food. It was more likely that this meat was actually sacrificed to idols, an issue that actually comes up once again in the New Testament, right? Comes up again in the New Testament, where it goes and it talks about this idea of meat sacrificed to idols. Is it a sin to eat meat that's sacrificed to idols? No, it's not a sin. But if it defiles your conscience, or if it defiles somebody else's conscience, then there, and you might go and cause them to stumble, then it could be a sin, or it would be a sin if it defiles your own conscience. Do what God is pricking your heart to do. There really was a conscience issue, something that was telling him, don't eat this food. The food, like I mentioned, was probably sacrificed to idols. Daniel didn't feel right about it. And so he purposed in his heart. And this is so key for a religious exemption. There really needs to be a purpose in your heart. You really truly need to believe that you should not do this. And your heart should be purposed to say, look, if they fire me, if they reject this, I'm going to accept the consequence. Because your heart should be purposed as Daniel's was. Because your conscience has been pricked and you're saying, I'm not going to defile myself. I'm not going to defile my conscience. It's called, these religious exemptions, a sincerely held belief. You have to prove that you have a sincerely held belief. If you seek a religious exemption, you need to first have purpose in your heart. This is key. But there was a health concern over Daniel's choice. I want us to notice that, because I believe this applies to our time. Those who have had their hearts pricked are deciding not to get the vaccine. What has come up and what is said to you is, don't you know you're putting yourself at risk? And you're putting others at risk as well. But first, you're putting yourself at risk. I want you to notice there was a health concern with Daniel here. In verse 10, and the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king has appointed your food to drink, for why should he see your face looking worse than the other young men who are your age? You're not going to be as healthy. You're not going to be as healthy. That's what's being stated here. I want you to notice something. This did not negate the religious exemption. Rather, Daniel still sought the religious exemption. Daniel's decision also could have endangered others, because that's the other thing that comes up. Don't you know other people will die? Well, that's literally what came to Daniel. And by the way, I'm no scientist, but I am fairly confident in stating this. Decapitation has a higher death rate than COVID. What the eunuch was saying was, Daniel, quit thinking of just yourself. My head is going to be chopped off. I am literally going to die. Did this negate the religious exemption? No. You're not called to violate your conscience in concern for others' health. The moral liability would have been on the king, not Daniel. Ultimately, God not only allowed, but he honored Daniel's decision. God does bless obedience. It may manifest itself physically. It may not manifest itself physically. But for sure, we do know that he does bless obedience. And if God is pricking your conscience, you need to obey God.